1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust, visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Oil prices, the defense budget, and a reorganization of the Western Hemisphere. There's something coming together. Find out what on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 442, powered by Visa and Norton, two brands that protect you in different ways. But we'll get to that shortly. Hey, this is the first Tech It Out episode available on YouTube podcasts. So welcome to new listeners on that popular podcast platform. Very exciting, joining the likes of Spotify and Apple, Amazon, iHeartRadio, and others. And for talk radio stations that pick up Tech It Out, next week, Memphis joins us with the historic KWAM station joining us. It's going to run every Saturday night there, but I'll formally welcome those listeners next week. So it was a big week in tech with Apple's CEO Tim Cook announcing he's stepping down this fall and hardware guy John Ternus taking over. We're going to get to that this hour. Plus, Visa warns us about prom dress scams in a moment. Yes, this is a thing, especially this time of the year. Samsung has new and giant RGB TVs we'll hear about and what makes those special. And the new PlayStation game Seros is out next week, and so we'll get the skinny on that from the developer. And more on an all-new Tech It Out. All right, let's kick things off. Not a day goes by we don't hear about yet another scam or a data breach or a fraudulent attack of some sort. And the one circulating right now might be one you didn't expect, though teenagers and their parents might be well aware of these. And so I wanted to spread the word if it can help save someone out there listening to this show in radio land or podcast land. And we've got an expert on to share the details with us to talk about prom dress scams. Yes, this is a thing. We're joined by Koser Kenning, Vice President in Visa's Risk and Security Business. Welcome to the show, Koser. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Mark. Good talking to you, too.
Forgive that long-winded introduction, but before we talk about the latest scams tied to prom season, unbelievable, please first tell us a bit about the investment Visa has made to combat fraud over the years. It's been substantial.
It is substantial. It's a significant amount. So Visa has invested over $13 billion in the past 5 years on technology and infrastructure, and that's including fraud and security to help keep the ecosystem safe. Now, that investment actually goes towards technology, data, and, of course, our subject matter experts who are focused on stopping fraud before it even reaches our consumers.
I just want to repeat that, because that's $13 billion with a B. So 13,000 million. That's a huge number. Congratulations. Yeah, I don't think a lot of people know that. And I have, by the way, had the privilege of talking with your colleagues like Michael Jabara and Dan Munson over the years about various scams that we need to know about. And so thank you, Koser, for the work that you do. With that in mind, let's now chat about what I call prom dress scams. I read about this again the other day, but for those who aren't aware of these, what are we talking about here exactly?
Yes, these are really interesting and, of course, such an exciting time for the young people. And they're, you know, out there shopping. They're trying to look for the best dress possible. And these are online schemes that pop up, of course, during the prom season. They're targeting teens and their parents. And what's happening here is scammers are using attractive photos and big discounts to lure people into buying dresses, but it isn't what it seems. So, you know, people are, they think they have found this brand name dress for a lot less than it normally is, and they found a great deal. But again, that old saying, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. Mm. So we are seeing a lot of, unfortunately, teens and parents succumbing to this because they get excited.
Yeah, no doubt. If they think they can score a brand name, beautiful dress for pennies on the dollar, then yeah, who wouldn't want that? Especially if they're young and their parents are cash strapped, putting them into college perhaps after high school. So I get all that. Before we unpack a bit more about how the scam works, are these fake websites? How are teenagers exactly even coming across these phony claims? Is it over social media primarily?
It is, yeah. It's usually through social media. Sometimes we are finding that influencers are being paid to advertise. So you see ads on Instagram, TikTok, and Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
These are misleading websites that they look legitimate, but there are certain clues that people can look for to make sure that, you know, at least get a better idea of whether they're looking at a fraudulent website or not.
Okay, and I'm going to ask you what those are. But just to be clear here, these victims, they are buying what they think are legitimate dresses from brand names, but is it that they're low quality, you know, a knockoff, or is it the scam that they don't get the dress at all?
It's both. So it could be a knockoff. It could be very, very low quality. So once they receive the dress, it could be not at all what they were expecting. So you have a great picture, but then you receive it and it completely off, looks very different. Material is poor quality. Craftsmanship is very poor quality. Or you run into the issue where you just never receive the dress. And you can imagine for anybody who's waiting at the mailbox for the dress to arrive, that would be extremely heartbreaking.
No doubt. I mean, talk about stress. If that dress doesn't arrive in time for the prom, for the big day, the big night, or it does, but it's not what you thought you ordered, now the victim has to scramble and find something else in the 11th hour. That's just adding more stress to an already stressful time of their teenage life, right? And their parents.
Absolutely. And can you imagine all the other things that they've bought? They've booked the salon appointment, the makeup, the shoes, everything else. And so now at the last minute to try and find something comparable, it's difficult.
Horrendous. Yeah, I do want to ask you how we can spot these scams. I just want to remind our listeners, we're chatting with Koser Kenning, VP in Visa's risk and security business. Koser is an experienced cybersecurity fraud and analytics professional who is joining us to chat about these prom dress scams. All right, so without further ado, Koser, yeah, let's explain to the listeners what those red flags are. You already mentioned one key one. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. But what are some other ways that we can spot a suspicious prom dress sale online?
Yeah, so you should be looking out for images that look like they've been copied from other designer websites, and you can get an idea of this from, you know, there are ways to also combat that. We can get into that in just a second, but you also want to look for only perfect reviews that are on the site, no real contact information or a customer service number available. Also, there's another new one, custom size trap. Most designers only offer their dresses in certain sizes and certain colors. If you see a website that says we can make this in any size, send us your measurements, or we can get this to you in any color, that's also a pretty big red flag. Also, there's usually no clear return or refund policy, so that's another issue. And buyers want to make sure that they can actually, you know, go onto a contact us page. There should be legitimate information there. You should always be looking out for whether they accept non-traditional payment methods. For instance, if they're asking for a wire transfer, if they're saying Zelle or Venmo, those should also be red flags.
Or crypto.
Exactly, exactly. Because like with those payments, if you are being scammed, you're not going to be able to get your money back. And most legitimate retailers, that's not how they do business.
All good points. And yeah, if you see an image, you can often do a Google reverse search, or you can do like a Google photo search. Just go to google.com, use that image to search if there are any other images that exactly match that one, or you can do it on your phone as well. Even reviews, Koser, I would argue, you got to be suspicious of those, because some of these fraudulent sellers, they will compensate people for giving a 5-star review in order to get a discount. Like they'll say, hey, this dress is usually $1,000. I'll give it to you for $200. favorite if you give me a 5-star review, things like that. So be wary, I would add, of even reviews that you see, unless it's thousands and thousands. Not that that can't be doctored as well, but less likely, like the, you know, safety in numbers kind of thing. And I love your point about sticking with a reputable payment solution like a Visa card, because you do offer buyer protection, right? Zero liability in the event of a dispute. I've been telling people this forever. And what about the sites if they don't have, like, the padlock? Does that matter as much, or is that still relevant, the HTTPS as in secure?
Yes. That is still relevant, so people should be looking out for that. And then also, I actually came across a couple of different sites like PromHQ, PromGirl.com, and these are sites that help you identify if these are legitimate retailers who are selling the dresses. So that's another thing that young buyers should be looking at and considering when they're out there doing their shopping. And, you know, you can, I love that you mentioned the reverse image search, because what we are seeing is that same dress pop up at a discounted price across several different websites. And they're all fraudulent merchant websites, usually by the same crime ring. And so when you see that in your reverse image search, it's a really good flag that there's something going wrong here.
You were, I think, going to recommend that same tip, but then you put a pin in that for the following question. So glad that we're on the same wavelength here. If you are a victim of a prom dress scam or any other kind of online scam, what do you do? What's your recourse at that point?
So recourse, if you end up buying something, you realize you have been scammed, you should contact your credit card company. So contact Visa, let them know that, hey, this is not what I expected. I think I've been scammed. And then, of course, the Visa protections come into play. So Visa will do their research and identify what went wrong. So there is recourse if you're using your Visa card.
And what about the scammers themselves? Is there a way to report that, or does Visa do that with the authorities on the back end that we don't know about?
So one of the things that we do, the Visa Scam Disruption Practice, the reason we've been so successful with this, and we've actually detected about $1.6 billion since the inception of the program back in August 2024, we've identified over 25,000 suspected scam merchants. So what happens is when you do report this, usually your bank will send that information over to Visa, to my team at scamreports@visa.com, and then my team will start the investigation. Our whole goal is to look at this from an ecosystem perspective, find, identify those crime rings who are responsible for this type of scam, and then take them down from the root so that we're getting rid of the risk from the ecosystem in its entirety.
This is all amazing, Kosar. Thank you so much. Is there a website that we can direct our listeners to as well for more info on your security efforts?
So if you want to learn more, you want to visit visa.com/security. We have more tips and tricks on how to stay safe from scams.
All right, visa.com/security. Kosar Kenning, really great chatting with you. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time and your expertise.
Thank you.
Samsung chats about its 115-inch new TV when we return on Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. And it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at visa.com. That's simply visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Oil prices, the defense budget, and a reorganization of the Western Hemisphere. There's something coming together. Find out what on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit readingheatingair.com. Old fashioned service. Modern day solutions.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history.
Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction.
Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
And see our latest and greatest product.
Teching out their new TVs, kicking the tires on other electronics as well, but really this is a TV-focused event, and micro RGB in particular. This is a relatively new technology, a lot of buzz coming out of the Consumer Electronics Show in January about this. For those looking for a new TV, then, Pat, that's a great place to start. What is micro RGB?
Great question. So micro RGB is a pretty meaningful step forward in our TV technology. When you think about TV at simplest level, TV creates color. And with micro RGB, each pixel creates its own color, red, blue, and green. And that is very important in TV technology. A TV that can create its own image through red, blue, green pixels, that actually will improve your overall picture quality. Your brightness improves, your color improves. It's a much more meaningful step.
Previous to micro RGB, TVs have pixels. That's like a little dot of light. So was it that the color was added after? Like, so it's like a white pixel, if you will, behind a filter that would change the colors?
That's right.
But now the pixels themselves are red, green, or blue?
That's correct.
Okay. All right.
So,
thanks for that.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right. And what are the benefits of RGB? So obviously color is one of them. I understand brightness as well.
Yeah. So more accurate colors is a key one. So you'll have more accurate color, and you actually will also have better brightness as well. So two very important benefits. But because the red, blue, green pixels are very small, they're in behind the screen, the actual color purity within the center of the screen and throughout the entire display itself actually.
All right, so it's uniform across the entire panel, and it's brighter, more accurate color representation. What about motion? Is that a whole other conversation for those who love fast-paced sports, action movies, playing video games? Are RGB or micro RGB TVs ideal for that group, or should they stick with OLED or QLED?
No, I think micro RGB is perfect for that. The motion smoothness across screen is actually fantastic, so it's much better for watching sports, if you love sports, gaming, etc. So it's a great technology.
So high refresh rates.
High refresh rates.
Low response times. Great, because that's super important.
Yeah. And it's also important to layer in there that in addition to the technology itself, what RGB has, with Samsung, we also have what we call Vision AI Companion. And inside of that, we have a chip that actually can process much smoother for a consumer. So that Vision AI will actually be able to control the image smoothness throughout and create more uniformity. So it's a combination of using the technology plus the on-screen intelligence for us to be able to provide the picture quality customer wants.
All right. Another big trend we're seeing now in TVs, and big is the operative word here, are these monstrous-sized televisions. Yeah. What we used to think is a big TV, 40, 50, 60 inches, is now tiny in comparison. How big are these micro RGB TVs from Samsung?
What you'll see at our show today is we're introducing a new 115-inch R95 micro RGB TV. This is our showcase product here at the event, and we're very excited about what we'll bring. But micro RGB, while it comes in screen sizes as high as 115, in fact, at CES, you're there,
right,
we actually introduced a 130-inch version of it. So size, we're starting to see bigger and bigger TVs coming into the market. And that's important because it gets a very immersive picture from wherever you are in the room.
And previously, it was just projectors, really, that were able to, like, your
that's
freestyle
right.
plus stuff like that. But
that's
now
right.
we're now seeing a panel, 115-inch or even bigger, what we saw at CES. Now, that 115 that's here today, is this something that we're going to see in stores this year, or is it just to show that Samsung can do it?
It's in store today.
We've
already put it in store. It's launched now live.
Okay.
And with that series, actually, we'll have 8 total different models available within the micro RGB lineup through 2 different series and starting at 55-inch. So consumer who wants to have micro RGB can have that in the smaller screen size as 55-inch or go right to their full home theater immersive 115-inch.
So budget permitting, and maybe they live in a small, like a condo or something. Obviously a 55 would be more conducive for that environment, perhaps?
Yeah.
But all the way up to 115 inches, and yes, I'm going to have to ask Pat when we return, how much are we talking about for a massive 115-inch TV with RGB technology? We're going to dive a little bit more into that tech as well. Also chat about other Samsung TVs, like what's new with the Frame. They're very popular art-focused TVs. as well as Neo QLED TVs, quantum dot-based televisions, as we'll also talk about what's new in 3D gaming monitors that don't require glasses, new speakers, and more when we return on Tech It Out with Samsung's Pat Fukos. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Everybody calls and say liars. Yeah.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
And the 55 inch will be sub 2000.
Okay.
Very competitive pricing in that premium market. We feel it's priced very well for today.
Right. Again, it'll, like you said, the technology drops in price and, yeah. and some of those features trickle down to less expensive yeah. TVs. Yeah. I know you can pick up a QLED TV from Samsung and to a lesser extent, but also with OLED TVs as well, prices have dropped over the years as screen sizes are rising and features are improving.
MicroRGB, we don't want to position it as technology that is just at the top end that's going to drop down because it is actually here meaningfully now. Where in the past, when you launched a product, it was out of the reach of most consumers. It was a niche product. This is not going to be a niche product. So I think that's also a very right. important distinction.
Well, the 115 is.
The 115 is. The 115
but,
is.
Yeah, but two grand or so for the 55 is certainly.
And 55, not crazy. 65, yeah. okay. 75, those are all within reach of, if right. you're looking at OLED or you're looking at micro, it's going to be very similar okay. price. It's going to be maybe a 10% premium. It's not going to be a massive step.
So these are available now? Yeah. I didn't realize they were in stores now.
So the 115 now, the rest are coming in the next two
okay.
weeks. So
oh, okay.
you, and through April and May, you'll start yeah. seeing this now hit the store. 115 came a little early, and we were very excited to launch that. We wanted to be the first to launch
no doubt.
MicroRGB.
So. Our store is able to even fit it. And I guess it would have to be a big box retailer.
There's a lot of independents actually have yeah. this as well. And okay. big box, there's a few that carry it.
So but, people can see this with their
you
own
can
eyes.
See
yeah,
your, okay. your own eyes.
All right. Let's end off with other TVs. So you're not a one-trick pony.
No.
Samsung's got many other televisions. The Frame is one of your best-selling models, I think, yeah. over the last couple of years. As yeah. the name suggests, you can replace magnetic frames around it, so it looks like a picture frame. What's yeah. new in that space?
For us, when we think about TV technology, it's not just about one technology. It's about how consumers want to use the technology in their home. So Frame TV, very exciting product for us. We've had it now for about 8 years. We continue to evolve and improve on the technology. But it's about a TV that when it's off is functional for you, has art. We have over 3,000 pieces of art within our art store itself. Consumer can engage with and actually have up on the wall. It's very well sought after by designers because it does fit so nicely into mm-hmm. the home.
And copied by other TV manufacturers.
Tried, but not actually successful right. in our opinion. And the power consumption of that Frame TV and how low it actually gets when you actually have it in the off mode. But also the picture quality itself. And our top line being Neo QLED Frame TV is fantastic for consumers, and they go all the way up to a 98-inch today.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And you can also have your own photos display as a slideshow, not just fancy artwork kind of thing, right?
That's right.
Okay.
You can have your own photos displayed. They now work with Google Photos, and we also can subscribe to the art store,
oh,
which
cool.
has over 3,000 pieces
right.
of art.
Some are free. Some you can buy, like, collections and stuff, right?
Okay. Yeah.
You mentioned the term Neo QLED.
Yes.
So quantum dot-based televisions. Mm-hmm. Is there anything new from Samsung for 2026 in that regard?
So with Samsung's Neo QLED, we're providing real QLED enhanced by our most advanced mini LED technology within the screen. This is great for a mid-tier price product for consumers who are looking for a fantastic TV mm-hmm. that has the best in-class brightness and color purity that a consumer can look for. And we believe that combination of real QLED combined with mini LED technology will give them mm-hmm. give that to the customer.
And OLED still is the best contrast you could find, like the deep dark blacks. Is that fair? Great for watching movies. Is there anything new from Samsung for those who like or prefer OLED?
Mark, absolutely. For customers who prefer OLED, we make a fantastic lineup of OLED TVs. This year, what's going to be different for our OLED lineup is that we're introducing an S95 OLED. You'll see it here at the show. It's fantastic. It's a design-based TV that actually combines what we actually are doing with Frame TV and OLED TV into one. And this is going to be very unique in marketplace. You'll see it on the show on the floor very shortly.
Yeah, so. Awesome. Yeah. And then before I let you go, there's a new Odyssey 3D monitor. I just sat in front of a game
yeah.
and played around with it for a few minutes when I was waiting to interview you. It's 3D without needing glasses. There's also new music studio speakers.
Yeah.
Why don't we wrap up there?
You know, when I think about the Odyssey monitor is fantastic for gamers. And this is first of its kind, true 3D without glasses. When you sit down, it gives you the most immersive feel when you're actually playing games. And this is first to market. If you haven't had a chance to see it in store, mm-hmm. it's something that once you do it once, it's going to be amazing, and you'll want to buy it on spot. With our speaker lineup, we introduce a new music studio speaker lineup designed by Erwin Berlick, who is a designer who's worked with Samsung in the past, a strong European designer, to design these speakers for us for the marketplace. But not only only that, engineered in our audio lab in Los Angeles. Mm. And the combination of design with audio really makes them fantastic. They're also full-on Wi-Fi capable, allow you to connect multiple speakers together to create multi-room audio experience.
A lot of the listeners may not know that Samsung is the same company as Harman and AKG.
That's right.
A lot of audio heritage there.
Yeah, we have, a lot.
Off,
no problem. It's a great add-on. We acquired Harman a number of years ago, worked very closely with them, and have a number of audio companies we work closely with. Come to Samsung.com, look at all of our products and benefits, and we lay it out there. And as I think you've talked about here, we do make multiple technologies, whether it's micro RGB, OLED, mini LED, Neo QLED, and frame. All technologies have a purpose for a consumer. To decide what's right for you, come to our site and check that out.
All right, Samsung.com. Thanks so much, Pat. Great to see you again.
Thanks for your time
and your expertise.
So yeah, there have been rumors in the tech world for about a year, I'd say. Even a month ago on Good Morning America, Tim Cook dismissed rumors that he was stepping down. But it's now official. He's going to remain CEO only until the 1st of September. And then he steps down to the executive chairman of the company's board of directors, allowing John Ternus, who currently serves as senior vice president of hardware engineering, to become the CEO of this $4 trillion company. That's right. So Apple is making some moves. They've had a lot of successes under Tim Cook, like Apple Watch, AirPods, Apple TV Plus, M-series processors for their MacBooks, but a couple of duds as well, like Apple Vision Pro, a mixed reality headset, and they are behind their competitors when it comes to AI. So yeah, we're excited to see the future of Apple under John Ternus beginning this fall. Can they remain as the world's second most valuable company at $4 trillion, just behind Nvidia? Or will they become number one? Or will their dominance start slipping? Exciting times ahead. When we return on the program, we're going to shift gears and talk about gaming, PlayStation 5 gaming, and learn about Theros coming out next week. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Check it out. Hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
When we talk about Gen Z, didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Oil prices, the defense budget, and a reorganization of the Western Hemisphere. There's something coming together. Find out what on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. First, a thank you and shout out to Visa, a huge partner on Tech It Out. Did you know that shoppers are three times more likely to enter an unfamiliar store if it displays a Visa logo? And customers are five times more likely to think a merchant is reputable. This is because Visa has invested billions over the years in fraud prevention, so you don't need to think twice about shopping at retail or online with your Visa card. Nor should businesses be concerned about secure payment. Visa is deploying advanced technology to ensure customer data is not vulnerable, no matter where the transactions take place. This includes tokenization, pioneered by Visa, as one part of the solution, which reduces the risk of identity theft because this technology replaces your actual cardholder info with a random alphanumeric code, so the merchant never sees your real card number, yet it ensures a fast transaction as well. To learn more about Visa's work in protecting you and your purchases, head over to Visa.com/security. That's Visa.com/security. From Helsinki Game Studio, Housemarque, the creators of PlayStation games like Returnal, Ex Machina, Resogun, and Matterfall, comes its highly anticipated next adventure, Saros, for PS5 and PS5 Pro, out April 30th. Joining us to share the details is Gregory Loudon, Housemarque's creative director for the game. Hey, Gregory, thanks for your time.
Yeah, good to be here. Looking forward to chatting about Saros.
I know it's a very busy time for you as you're gearing up for the launch. Some stations may run this interview even after the game launches, but yeah, April 30th is the one that you want to circle on the calendar. Saros, S-A-R-O-S. There are many first and third party titles coming out this year for video game fans, like GTA 6, of course, but let's focus our attention on this game, Saros. Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, so Saros is a science fiction action game where you play Arjun Devraj, performed by Rahul Kohli, and essentially he goes to this lost alien planet, Carcosa, and he's there looking for someone, and he knows that they're there, and he will find them. So essentially it's about a strange in a strange land and this hostile alien planet. So if you love science fiction and you love action games, you're going to love Saros.
Yeah, I think Housemarque, you're known for your action games, but this is a story-based single-player game. Even though it's action-heavy, that doesn't mean there hasn't been a lot of attention paid to the story. We'll get to that in a moment. But you did mention a well-known actor, Rahul Kohli. So he voices the protagonist?
So actually, Rahul, he voiced but also does the performance capture, and we have his likeness. So we scanned him in so you can actually be him, and he has an amazing character, an amazing story to follow. So yeah, if you love science fiction, you love story games, mm-hmm. I think Saros is a great combination of both. But yeah, Rahul does a brilliant performance. It's a really cinematic, subtle, and yeah, really raw performance he offers for players.
Awesome. He does sci-fi and horror TV shows and movies, right? Didn't he? I think he did Haunting of Bly Manor and The Fall of the House of Usher. So I'm a big fan of movies like that. The Haunting he was in. Is this scary or no? This is more sci-fi action and less about horror.
I'd say it's a sci-fi action thriller. Obviously, horror for everyone's a bit different, but naturally, I'd say it's more of a thriller. It's definitely meant to get the adrenaline pumping. Yeah, kind of thrill you more than scare you.
You mentioned Saros is a story-based single-player game. Truthfully, I feel that single-player games don't get as much attention these days compared to multiplayer games. I know it's a lot of fun to hop online and play with your buddies over a headset and trash-talking them and all that, but what is the demand like for a single-player game today, and what do you think makes a single-player game so compelling?
Yeah, so I love single-player games. I think, and I love games in general, I feel like when there's an amazing single-player game, there's nothing better. For me, I think it's better than watching a movie, it's better than playing a show, because you're in the story, you're in the world,
yeah.
You're navigating the space, you're moving the camera. So yeah, I still think there's a huge, huge demand for great stories. I think there always will be, but to have a great story and a great action game is a really special thing, and that's what we've really put all of our effort in as a team to create Saros for. So if you love a story that has lots of twists and turns, and you need to figure it out as you play, you're going to love what we've built.
There's been a lot of attention, I think, these days as well on difficult games. You know, that's kind of like a new subgenre, if you will, newish. Is Saros one of those, like, uber challenging games, or what would, you know, someone who's not so into games get out of Saros?
So I'd say with Saros, like, our goal has been to build something that's both challenging and rewarding. So Saros is about dying. Actually, the thing that's really exciting is that when you die, you get to keep your progression and the world changes in front of you. So if you've never played a game that shapeshifts, this is a game that does that. So every time you boot it up and play, it's actually offering you a new experience.
Can you elaborate a bit more on that?
Of course. So basically, in Saros, when you're playing, essentially every time you're playing, the world is generated in front of you. So the rooms, the enemies, the items, even the story you're told. I think it's something you can only do in games as an interactive medium. So essentially, you navigate this world, you have an experience, and then once you die and you go back out into this world, it's different. So this is a really exciting thing, and it's like probably any other game many people have played, unless they've played our previous game, Returnal.
Right.
So it's a really unique thing that we're offering. But naturally, there is challenge and you will die. But the good thing is you can adjust your experience with what we call modifiers. So if you want it to be a bit more forgiving, you definitely can.
Mm.
So it's I think it's our way of making the game even more approachable, but still keeping the challenge. So, yeah, I think it's a special game that if you haven't played anything like it, it's something you've got to try.
And arguably, it makes the game more replayable as well, right? Because you can't just memorize if the maps are generated differently every time.
Exactly. Replayability has been a driving thing for us. We want this game to survive repetition, so you could play it for years and it would constantly challenge you and offer lots. But yeah, replayability is a driving thing for us in this game as well.
Got it. And it's not a punishing kind of game like a Dark Souls or an Elden Ring. So it's something for everyone. Full transparency, the PlayStation folks were generous enough to give me a code. I just got it, so I haven't played it yet, but I'm really stoked for this.
Oh, cool.
All right, so a few more minutes to learn about Saros when we return on Tech It Out. So stick with us. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. I'll also tell you how to get a hold of me online, both on social media and via email, if you've got any questions or feedback for me. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings. Unbeatable value just for you.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, Western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
A huge team effort, but the big thing is, I'd say, despite it being 5 years since we released Returnal, I think it's amazing that we can have Saros kind of playing on PlayStation 5 as well. We've pushed our graphics, we've pushed our sound, we've pushed all the ways we use the PlayStation 5, so the DualSense, we use haptic feedback to really pull you into the world, so I'm so proud of our team because I think we've created something that's even more spectacular, and I felt like with Returnal, we reached a limit, but realistically, they pushed even further, and we have something that's even more impressive. So it's our goal's been to kind of, we like to say, push the hardware. Housemark turned 30 last year, so 30 years of games. And our goal's always been to kind of push our graphics, push our gameplay, push our story forward. So I'd say we've done it once again. I'm really proud of our team. It's really exceptional. It looks graphically stunning on PlayStation 5. And if you have a PlayStation 5 Pro, we push it even further.
Yeah, tell us about that. From a technical perspective, Saros really shines on PS5 Pro, so that's an upgraded console. Can you explain what makes it more visually engaging?
Yeah, so one of the big things that we've been able to use is on PS5 Pro, we have what we call PSSR, which essentially is a way that we can upscale the graphics. So already on PlayStation 5 Pro, you're actually playing a higher resolution image. And then on top of that, we used PSSR that actually just had an update, I think a couple months ago. We're using this latest technology and it pushes our graphics even further, so the image is clearer, everything is kind of higher resolution, it's really spectacular. So if you play on PS5 Pro and you want a new game to really see what you can do, I think Saros is the game for you as well.
Last question, because it regenerates with a different map and maybe where the items are listed and the enemies and all that, it sounds like it's endlessly replayable, but how long would you estimate the game to take to finish, like full completion with any side quests, anything that's optional? How many hours do you estimate at Housemark?
Yeah, it's hard to say because obviously players can go through games in different speeds, but overall you're looking at a game that's already well above 10 hours up to 20 hours even. You can keep pushing. It's a game that has a lot of legs that you can enjoy. Yeah. So if you want to go through quickly, you can, but I really recommend with Saros, it's a game about mystery and secrets. You should really explore everything and enjoy it.
Okay. Well, yeah, again, I'm really excited for you. Saros is coming out the 30th of April for PlayStation. Where can we learn more?
Go to PlayStation.com.
All right, PlayStation.com. You're going to see Saros, again, S-A-R-O-S, on the main page there. There's a huge section devoted to the launch of this game with trailers and images and information to whet your appetite. And again, there's been a lot of buzz about this game. I'm super eager to get my hands on it as well. Gregory, thank you so much for your time. Congrats once again.
Yeah, thanks. Enjoy Saros, everyone.
And hey, if you're running out of storage on your PlayStation 5, it's a perfect segue into giving SanDisk a shout out. SanDisk is a partner on the program and they make amazing storage solutions, as you likely know, but not just for backup purposes. Like if you need to back up your important files for long-term storage that you need to refer to in case something happens to your computer and all that. Sure, of course they offer those solutions, but they also offer super fast solid state drive solutions or SSDs for gaming, which means these internal and external storage options for PS5 and other video game consoles are fast enough to run the games off the drives themselves, as if it was the core sort of internal memory. So SanDisk.com has a bunch of solutions. Be sure to check out their offerings again at SanDisk.com. If you want to reach out on social media, maybe you've got a tech question for me, or you've got suggestions for upcoming guests or topics for Tech It Out, or something you don't like about the program, you can find me on social media. I'll spell my name in a moment, but you can find me on all the major platforms like Facebook, Instagram, X, formerly Twitter, Threads, Blue Sky, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. So it's Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman. So Mark with a C, Saltzman with a Z, as the announcer likes to say, or for my fellow Canadian friends, Saltzman with a Z. Doesn't have quite the ring to it, but. And if you do follow me on social media, you'll see that I link to all the articles that I write for various publications. I link to all the radio and podcast interviews, like what you heard on this show, videos, whether I'm on TV or I'm shooting them for social media. So I hope you think I'm a worthwhile follow. And yeah, if you prefer email, you can just go to my website, marksaltzman.com. Thank you again for tuning into the show. Hope you enjoyed it. And I look forward to catching up with you next week for another new episode of Tech It Out.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in
downtown. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.